We're back, joined now by Les Robbins, former Long Beach City Councilman and former Los Angeles County Deputy Sheriff, who also is a remarkably good wildlife photographer. Les, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Art. Pleased to be here.
Let's start with a picture that was taken. This is not in Africa. Where is it? It is in Africa, but which part?
That's the Serengeti Plains in the country of Tanzania.
Wow.
February of this year.
What a majestic animal that is. And we have a bunch of other photographs, and you can describe this one.
Yeah, that's a cheetah that we, a family of four that we had photographed one morning.
And
that's a couple of, we saw a lot of lions and a lot of cheetahs. Those are a couple of 10-year-old male sibling lions.
They seem to be much in love with each other.
They had full bellies. They'd been probably hunting at night, and okay. They pretty much lay around in the daytime.
And this, one of my absolute favorites, the leaping polar bear.
My wife and I had an opportunity a year ago this week to travel to Svalbard, which is 1,200 miles north of Oslo, Norway, with the National Geographic people on a six-day expedition to photograph polar bears.
Wow. And finally,
that was the same trip, and that was just another one of the bears. We saw 69 bears in 6 days, and photographed as many of them as we could.
Les, you really capture the personality. Do these animals seem to have a personality of their own?
Well, I think they have a soul, and I don't know about the personality, but when you have large telephoto lenses, you can get very close to the animals. And one of the things I like to do are to get their facial expressions. And the great thing about digital photography, which is what I have, a digital camera, is that there's no limit on how many pictures you can take. So you just shoot, and go through them later and find the ones that were good.
You'll forgive me for saying this, and I hope it doesn't come out wrong, but you don't normally associate this degree of sensitivity with a deputy sheriff.
Well, I don't know if I have a comeback to that or not.
No, it shows you cannot make stereotypes in any way, but when did you start your interest in photography?
Well, I mean, if people, there's a bio section on my website which kind of talks a little bit about my history with the outdoors, and it really started many, many years ago, and I've always been an outdoors guy, a camper, a hunter, a fisherman. So I started taking pictures incidental to my trips, and then after a while people would say, you really have some nice stuff, you ought to get a website. So one thing led to another, and about 4 or 5 years ago I got real serious.
And you've packaged some of this, like here's the leaping bear, but this is actually a jigsaw puzzle, and it will be available for sale, both the puzzle on one side and just the flat print of the leaping bear on the other side, and then also a one-page description of the animal. I think it's a sensational idea. And you also have a line of greeting cards.
Correct.
With these photographs.
Yeah, it was a way to try to market the Great Land Photography name. And I wanted to do something with the animals to make it educational. These puzzles are 48-piece puzzles, so they're for 7 and on up. But I've got 7-year-olds on up, and I wanted to have something in there that educated the kids about what these animals are, who they are, where they live, what they do.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. I've suggested that you submit some of these to not National Geographic, the Wildlife Federation. They have a wonderful calendar that
there's a lot of contests out there, and you submit your stuff and hope that you get lucky.
I'm betting that one of these is going to win, and you've also been gracious enough to donate some of these prints to the Jewels of the Night fundraiser for Long Beach State Athletics each year. And I know you've been a big supporter of Long Beach State Athletics, but these things are in the silent auction
and they
get purchased, and thank you for doing that.
Yeah, it's just a way to share my experiences with other people. I've gone from being a hunter, shooting them with a gun, to shooting them with a camera. So, and I prefer to shoot them with the camera, actually. So
now, you're not referring to your time as deputy sheriff, are you?
No. But I've done a lot of hunting in my day, and I've kind of traded the guns in for cameras. And I enjoy being out. It's the experience of going to these animals' home. I could go to the zoo and take pictures of these animals.
It's different.
But when you go where they live and you're in their environment, just the experience of being able to do that is wonderful. But being able to take those memories back and put them on my website or have pictures made of them, to share with other people is really what it's all about.
And as you know, I teach ethics at Long Beach State, and one of the interesting areas of ethics is the ethical obligations of higher species to lower species. What do we as human beings high up on the food chain of species owe to lesser species, and at a minimum to treat animals fairly and not abusively, whether it's for drug testing or food or all that. And we would quickly change our view of these things if some Martian at a higher species came and visited here on Earth, and we would want to be treated well by these superior beings.
I think one of the things that Cindy and I brought back from Africa with us was this introspection of just how the people in Africa view the animals over there. And in Tanzania especially, which is where we were, it's very evident that they view these animals as being a lot more valuable alive than dead. And they realize that tourism is a very profitable and lucrative way for them to establish an economy.
But they probably have respect for the animals.
Oh, they do. They do. And yeah. I mean, then they know everything there is about them, and they're very, it's almost a religious relationship between the native Tanzanians and the animals that live in their country.
Wow. Okay, we'll be back with the rest of our show after these messages.
I want to improve my career opportunities.
I want to earn a higher salary at my job.
I'd like to finish what I started.
The new Bachelor of Arts in Liberal Arts degree completion program at Cal State Long Beach will help you achieve your educational goals while keeping your life in balance. Contact our customer service center at 1-800-963-2250 for more information, or visit us on the web. Let CSULB help you finish what you started.
Founded in 1976, Polly's Gourmet Coffee is Southern California's most complete gourmet coffee store. Polly's has the best tasting coffee freshly roasted every day right in the store, plus a wide selection of teas, an in-house bakery, espresso bar, patio dining, and more. We also offer Wi-Fi, free internet access for all of our customers. Our nationwide clientele agree when it comes to coffee, there's only one name to remember, Polly's. 4606 East 2nd Street, welcoming you into Belmont Shore.
Take care of those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
Bill Trainees mixes California style with continental cuisine that includes fresh seafood from around the world. Since Bill is the chef, the menu has a wide variety of pastas, salads, soups, and appetizers that feature his unique personal touch. And the Italian-American signature dishes are simply beyond delicious. You never know who you're going to run into at Trainees, from the famous sports legends on the Wall of Fame to local celebrities having a drink at the bar. For the best fine dining experience, visit Bill Trainees.
Three remarkable guests for this show, the last of our 21st anniversary season. And I was doing a calculation of the years of service of our three guests. Les Robbins, 30 years as a deputy sheriff. Doug Krikorian, 44 years as a sports journalist. And Harry Salzgaver, 21 years with the Grunion Gazette. A total of 95 years of service to our community, unless we're all the better off for it.
I think so.
Yeah. Final words to our audience.
I've kind of entered into a new phase of my life, and sharing my abilities to go out into the wilds with people is something that I really enjoy doing. But I'm a Long Beach guy, but it's fun to get out and get around and see other parts of the world.
And I know you're very active in the pension board. We'll talk about that another time.
Good.
Okay, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Art.
And thank you at home for being our guest. Please be with us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram, and remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.